This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up.
Yeah.
I touch the ball on every play. And if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the f*** I am. My name is Frederick.
Oh, yes. Thanks to Miller Lite, the only beer of your Dallas Cowboys. And delicious Dr. Pepper. It's time for our weekly visit with Cowboys center Travis Frederick, who joins us now from the Star. How you doing today, Travis?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. We were KT was just laying out a kind of a college football outlook on way that the whole system could come crashing down.
Uh-oh.
And your Wisconsin boys were in the mix there. Is it have you been are you aware that Wisconsin's doing good this year?
I am aware. Yeah, I'm very excited for them. Unfortunately, we don't get to watch as many games as I might like because we usually travel on Saturdays. But I do my best to follow them, and they've really been playing pretty well this year. I'm excited.
You know, they came to town for a big bowl game. I believe that was last year, and you got to go down there and hang out and practice a little bit, didn't you?
I did. It was the Cotton Bowl last year. They came down, and I got to go out and see everybody at practice. A lot of the coaches that were there when I was there are back, you know. So Coach Christ was the offensive coordinator when I played there for three of the years, and now he's the head coach, and he's brought back several other coaches that he used to coach with, as well as players that I may have played with as coaches now. So really fun anytime I get to see those guys.
Travis, I think this will be good insight for all our fans and listeners here. So Saturday morning, they play at 11. Wisconsin plays Michigan.
Yes.
Will you get to watch any of that game, or what's your Saturday like when you have a home game?
Saturday at a home game, I will get to. That's probably the best time for me, 11 o'clock, because we get done with our stuff here about 11 or 11:15, so I'll catch middle of it, you know, maybe driving home. I can catch it on the radio or something, and then I'll be home for most of that game. I might have to leave towards the end of the game. Sometimes we do, you know, appearances or signings throughout the city, so we get a chance to see some of the fans out there.
All right, let's pull the curtain back here. Last week we were talking to you at this time, and we were like, hey, so you guys are going to be without Tyron Smith, and you went, whoa, guys. Who told you we're going to be without Tyron Smith? I mean, I just left the meeting, and he was very enthusiastic, asking a lot of questions. Were you rope-a-doping us, or did you really not know he was going to miss that game?
I would never rope-a-dope you. However, I told you exactly, you know, those words that just came out of your mouth were exactly true. Very enthusiastic in the meeting and all of those things. So I knew about as much as you know. Generally, they don't share that sort of information with us, whether or not people are going to be available. So, you know, you see who's practicing, but you guys also get to see that in the practice report. So, you generally, the media knows about as much as we do as players.
So, why, just as a friend, is Travis, is Tyron holding out on you?
Well, you know, the holdout process is very complicated. There's a lot of different things that go into that. You know, sometimes there's money, sometimes there's food involved. It's confusing, but, you know, each person has their own reason.
See, I understand what you're saying about officially not knowing, you know, the coaches aren't going to officially, Travis, we're going to let you know who's playing and who's not playing. But that's one of your best friends, and your lockers are right by each other. It'd be like Skin not doing the show and me not knowing until I got to the show that Skin wasn't doing it. I mean, I think you maybe knew, but you didn't tell us.
Well, how about, like, if Skin wasn't feeling well, right? So Skin is, he's got the flu. His son gave him the flu.
Whoa.
And, yeah, I know. Tell me about it. And,
dark.
You know, he's really at home, not feeling so good, but he's trying his best to push through, trying to get there. And you don't know until, you know, right when it's about time. What time do you guys normally go in? A couple hours before the show, right? You do the pre-prep stuff?
We get in about 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's...
Or 2:40.
Okay. Well, so at about 2:40, that's generally when you're going to have that idea of, you know, what is going to go on.
Usually what happens is me or Ben or KT will contact the others and go, guys, I'm not feeling well today, but I'm going to try to fight through this. I'm going to rally. I'll probably see you guys about 1 o'clock. And then the other two guys go, there's no way that guy's coming in.
You guys talk trash on each other like that?
Absolutely.
Do you publicly announce that on, like, via Twitter or maybe the
radio?
Okay,
see, here's where we are. So now you're saying you wouldn't publicly announce it. So you knew, you just didn't want to publicly announce it on our show.
No, I just don't think it's fair for me to be able to say to, you know, everybody out there my thoughts of what's going
to
happen.
I think that you have to break the news.
No, I think you have to let certain situations play out.
Yeah. Oh, wait, did you hear how he worded it? So you thought Travis wasn't going to, Tyron wasn't going to play, but you didn't want to be the one to say it.
No, I didn't want you to know my plans, my thoughts either way. I didn't say he was going to play, and I didn't say he wasn't going to play.
You kind of said it in a tone, though, which led us to believe that you didn't think he was going to play.
You know, I don't think I remember that tone. You guys seem to forget things very often, like when you make bets or anything. So I can't remember that you remember my exact tone during
this part. We're talking to Travis Frederick on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer that Dallas Cowboys and delicious Dr. Pepper. Okay, do you think Tyron's playing this week, Travis?
I think it's hard for me to say. I think that he has been doing his best to get back, and I know that he's been out working, doing a lot of different stuff. Talking to him today, he says he's feeling better. But I can't specifically make that determination.
In unrelated news, what's your favorite thing about Byron Bell?
My favorite thing about Byron Bell is his demeanor in the meeting rooms and, like, in general. He's got such a low voice. I don't know if you've ever talked to him. He's got a really low voice, and he's very, I wouldn't say relaxed, but very, like, goes with the flow very well. So when, you know, he might get instructed on something, or somebody says, like, hey, Byron, you did a really nice job. You know, he's always just like, thanks, dude. And, like, it's just very, like, yeah, it's just very relaxed. And it's just fun to be. He's a fun guy to be around.
Now, did he lose a lot of weight recently?
I think over the course of the last couple of years, he has lost a lot of weight.
Because he was showcasing it at your event, I thought. He was kind of dancing a little bit, taking his jacket off. He was enjoying his new slimmer figure. I think because guys were talking to him about how much weight he's lost.
Yeah, he has. I know that when he first got here, he had some incentives to lose some weight, and he has been down and consistently been in really good shape. So I think he feels better. I can't specifically speak to that, but I think he's enjoying it.
Ben, were you suggesting that a jacket off situation is usually preceded by losing weight?
Well, the more weight you lose, the less you have to go jacket off. You can just leave the jacket on.
Okay, Travis?
Because you're looking good, and you're out there in the community.
Travis?
I didn't quite understand it. There was a lot of negatives in there. It was like a triple negative. The less weight you lose, the less you have to wear the jacket.
Right.
The less you definitely want the jacket off.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, what'd you say?
Sir? Yeah, I'm confused.
What'd you say?
I said that.
Let's keep it clean, Travis.
Okay.
Keep that drop, Shippy.
Listen, I like it. Hey, don't tell Shippy what drops to keep or not to keep. You're not the boss. You're not the boss of him, okay?
For the summer.
I'm just glad that KT's back.
Kevin?
Okay.
You and me both, Trav.
Trav?
Yeah, we're friends. Also, how did you enjoy Wisconsin, KT?
It was good times, man. I went up, saw your family. They're doing great.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking in on them. Yeah, they're doing good.
KT took Ollie to Wisconsin with him.
Travis hasn't talked to them since he was drafted, right? Is that what they told you, or what
they
say?
No, they're very close.
They are?
They come to training camp every year.
Are you sure? Because I've heard that he turned his back on everyone he grew up with once he got paid.
I'd be careful talking smack about Travis's dad.
Oh, really? Travis, you're obviously a tough man. Can your dad take you, though, with old man strength?
It would be a battle. I think that he's had some medical issues. You know, he's got a bad back, so I would be afraid when he tried to lift me up, just because I'm so heavy. I'm sort of a large person.
I'm sorry that Ben took it there, but you can't exploit that situation in a fight with your dad.
All right, so your dad in his prime.
Oh, he'd crush me.
You in your prime.
He'd crush me.
Really?
Oh yeah, he's just like. You should see, you've met him before. You've seen him at training camp. His forearms are, like, as big as my calves are. Like, he just has these, like, massive, like, grown man strength. I don't know. He worked very hard most of his life, or all of his life, mostly here. And you can tell, like, he is just, he's jacked out of his mind.
I don't know if it's an old man thing, but he seemed very docile.
Are you calling my father old? Should I?
Boom! No. Shots fired.
I'm calling him a grandparent.
Because if that's the case, you could be pretty old, Skin. I mean, you're probably getting close to my dad's age.
You are old, Skin.
I am not denying that in any way. I feel completely washed up. Man, so I'm younger than Ben, and last time we were in the locker room, Witten looked at my beard and just assumed I was significantly older than Ben. So depressing, man. Talking to Travis Redeker on the Ben and Skin Show, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and Dr. Pepper. Whenever you need a medically approved soda, Dr. Pepper. Travis, what is the biggest? I mean, we've talked about how good that Philadelphia Eagles front is. What is sort of the toughest thing to do on them? Is it tougher to run the ball or is it tougher to throw the ball?
I think what makes them good, for several reasons, but one of the things that makes them good is that they're so good at both. They're so big inside. They have big, strong guys that are coming up the middle, and then you have some speed along with some power on the outside. So they're really working to funnel all those runs into those big guys and those linebackers on the inside. And then in the pass rush, you have to contend with some significant bull rush, and then along with that, some quick and pretty athletic moves.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question about when a tight end or a running back is told or asked to chip on a pass rusher on a play. Is that something that comes in from the sideline and you hear it in the huddle, like your Z25 X-ray L or something, and you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, Witten, I need you to chip. Is that part of a play call, or how does that work?
It depends on the situation, but generally it is a part of a play call or part of a scheme that is specifically installed during that week.
Is it harder to execute than I might think? Because to me, like if I'm playing Madden, I just assign an extra guy to block on that edge. If some guy's getting 9 sacks or something, I just assign extra help over there. Is it more complicated than that in real life?
I think that it's a little more complicated than that. I do believe that – I haven't played any of the recent versions of Madden, but I do believe that Madden makes it appear a little bit easier to do a lot of things.
Wow, shots fired at Madden. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just simply pushing some buttons doesn't make you like a professional athlete.
Do you
so Ben all of a sudden is the best coach in the world, and he just assigns an extra guy to block out there, and all of a sudden everything's peachy.
I'm pretty good. I think it would have helped.
How do you know on Madden what they practice in the week leading up to that game? Is there a function in there? Is there like a
Is there a practice function in there? And I know in the old NCAA games, there used to be able to go to practice.
I did tell you this. My son, for some reason, in his franchise mode, moved you out from center to left tackle. You were like a 96 rating out of 100 at left tackle.
I don't know how that could be possible. My like athleticism rating has to be so low. I don't know how I can play left tackle.
So far this week, are you guys practicing a lot of chipping over there and stuff?
You know, Doritos are pretty good, and Tostitos.
Oh, hey, let's hear your top five chippy. Do you have any production value? Let's put Travis on the spot. Let's start with number five.
Number five.
Number five is Doritos, the nacho cheese variety.
Mm. Music. Number four.
Number four is your standard pretzel.
What? You gave up.
The
so
wheels,
fast.
Wheels have fallen off this list.
You know, guys don't like pretzels?
This is like nominating Seinfeld for Best Picture. I mean, you just gave up immediately.
What kind of a chip is a pretzel?
I love pretzels.
Oh, well, this isn't a top five pretzel list.
It comes in a bag like a chip. And in my argument is that when you buy a variety pack of chips, they often come with pretzels.
Guys, number three is a French fry.
He did actually sneak that in. Three. That's pretty good.
Yeah, number, thank you. Number three is Cheetos.
Oh, good. Back to chips.
Number two.
Those are Cheetos.
Number two for me is the like bagged cheesy popcorn.
Oh, God. Well, that's not a chip.
This is the biggest.
Do you find the bag? Do you find the bagged cheesy popcorn in the chip aisle at the store?
But are they,
do you?
Are they in the snack pack?
Thank you.
Just for lack of a better place to put it, there's not a cheesy popcorn aisle.
What a terrible list. All right, let's see. The bar peanut's going to be number one. The best chip, according to Travis Frederick.
tortilla chips with salsa or guacamole or queso, or all three all mixed together.
Does that count? I just want to congratulate you on not cramming Funyuns in there. That would
Is that a chip?
It's more of a chip than a cheesy popcorn.
He makes a good point.
No, he doesn't.
Of course it's a chip, but no, that's not my top five.
A Funyun is on the chip aisle in the bag next to chips.
What about, are you a cereal guy?
I like, yes.
All right, let's get your top five cereals. Shippy, let's get Travis Frederick's top five cereals.
Hold on, can I add something?
Yeah.
If you don't mind, compare each member of the Cowboys offensive line to a different cereal, if you don't mind.
Are we power ranking the cereals or comparing them?
Do both.
Okay, I don't think that's fair.
Don't lie at him.
You're effectively asking me to power rank the members of the offensive line.
That's right. Okay, yes.
Guys,
right.
Looney as Frosted Flakes.
All right, just power rank the cereals.
Okay, the cereals... number five is Honey Nut Cheerios.
Mm-hmm. Music.
Number four is Cap'n Crunch, the regular, not with the berries. Not with the berries. Do you like the berries?
I like the crunch berries in there to mix it up.
I do too. Under what circumstances will you go to the berries?
I'm not sure what your question is asking.
Me neither.
Number three.
Number three is Grits.
It's not a cereal.
He's doing a bit.
Guys.
It's just a bit. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, he did.
Grits.
Thompson.
Number two is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's
a cereal.
Great,
now you're talking.
Great choice.
Finally, a good list.
Popcorn.
Number one, Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's correct. That should be on the all-time highest rated cereals.
Fruity Pebbles go hard. You know, it's weird, though, because I feel like in terms of the Captain Crunch family, Crunch Berries is a lot more like Fruity Pebbles than just original Captain Crunch.
Yeah, but if you're looking for the fruity flavor, you go with Fruity Pebbles. If you're looking for that awesome crunch, roof of the mouth scraping, that's what you want. You go with the original Captain Crunch.
What about Cookie Crisp?
I was never really allowed to have Cookie Crisp when I was young. So
you're an adult now.
And now I don't eat cookies for breakfast.
What about a little Raisin Bran just to keep you regular?
Raisin Bran is good. I like the sugar on the raisins. It helps sweeten it up a little bit. But the bran flakes to me are a little boring.
Okay, did you ever do this as a kid? Did you ever do a bowl of Rice Krispies, and then you put the milk in there, and then you pour so much sugar into that bowl?
So much sugar.
It's just like a sugar syrup cake at the bottom.
Every once in a while, we wouldn't be allowed to have sugary cereals in the house, so it would just be, you know, those type of deals. But then you pull out some cinnamon sugar or just the regular sugar and just dump it on there.
So great.
It probably was way worse for me than having sugary cereals in the first place.
Okay, and Forgetting Sarah Marshall, did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
It's a really good movie. The guy's, you know, eating a cereal out of a huge bowl. And it's like, well, nobody's looking, and you're going to go with a large bowl. Have you ever gone with a super huge bowl?
No, I'm more of a fan of a smaller bowl and refilling that bowl.
Okay. Keeping it fresh.
Yeah, well, because I don't like soggy cereal, so I don't put that much milk in it. I just kind of coat it a little bit so it doesn't get soggy.
I could see Tyron pouring milk into a box of cereal and just eating it.
I think Tyron does very well with milk.
Okay. Oh, really?
Sometimes he has it at lunch, and then we deal with it.
Breaking news.
Wow, breaking news. Would you mind breaking that news officially for us? His cat's out of the
Number 77 farts in the meeting room after milk.
Oh, no. Look, Jane Slater's on the NFL Network repeating this right now.
Just picked it up. Breaking news.
Wow.
I hope he's not upset with me sharing that.
Coming up next, Ian Rappaport has Tyron's response. Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
This is incredible. Travis, thank you so much. And I just want to let you know, we all love you, although one of us is not picking you guys to win this game, and I hope it doesn't come between any of us.
Wow, is that with points or straight up?
Why are you so into gambling? What's the deal, man? You got a Pete Rose situation going on here?
I thought you meant Wisconsin when you said you guys. Oh my gosh. Because we were talking about college football earlier.
Come on, guys.
No, you did it.
It was amazing.
You're the best. We love you. Good luck this week.
I enjoy our time. I look forward to you next week.
You're contractually obligated to do it, though. Hey, we love you. Thank you, man.
We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. See you later.
Monday? Or Tuesday.
Monday, Travis?
What did we decide, KT?
You're going to do Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I think it's Tuesday.
But well, just text me.
All right.
Tuesday! Probably could have had that conversation off the air.
Have a nice night. It's late.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.